It's 8:20 at the Kix Morning Show, and now I'd like to just kind of change the gears just a little bit to the real reason for the season as we get into the very first Christmas. And Pastor Kent, you're kind of an expert in that when it comes to this sort of thing. So, the first Christmas. Now, there's three accounts of the first Christmas. The first one is from Matthew.
Correct. We're going to read from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. It says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her, desired to put her away secretly. But when he had considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for that which has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she shall bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for it is he who will save his people from their sins. Now all this took place that what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet might be fulfilled, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us. And Joseph arose from his sleep and did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took her as his wife, and kept her a virgin until she gave birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus."
And now, Emmanuel, when you say Emmanuel, how do we go from "you'll name him Emmanuel" to Jesus?
So we'll read about that in Luke's
account. Oh, okay, so that's coming up.
That's
okay.
Correct.
More on that. So that's a very short story there, part of the Bible.
So that's Matthew's account.
But we have two more accounts, and the next one is Luke's.
Correct.